The Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's new book, The Truth About Us, go to BrantHanson.com.
There was a man named Elimelech living in the city of Judah. And a great famine came and there was no food to eat anywhere. So he moved to the country of Moab with his sons and his wife, Naomi. One day, Elimelech died.
Why, Lord? Why? Elimelech is gone. Why?
Naomi was left with her two sons, but then they died.
Lord, not my boys, not my male children, Lord. Why? 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 Why?
The famine was over in Judah. Naomi decided to go back there. Traveling with her were her daughters-in-law, Ruth and Orpah. On the way, Naomi had a revelation.
Y'all go on ahead and y'all go back to y'all's hometown. Y'all young girls and y'all need a man. And I ain't got none for you. Y'all did right by me. Lord bless you real good. Now go on. Y'all go on.
We not leaving you, big mama. The devil is alive. We not leaving.
I know that's right. We ain't going nowhere.
Y'all girls, stop it. Y'all hear me? Y'all go on now. I ain't got no man. And I ain't got no man children.
Suddenly, Orpah decided Naomi was right. So she kissed her mother-in-law and Ruth. And just like that, Orpah,
yeah, I'm searching for
very quickly decided to go back to her hometown of Moab.
All right, Ruth, and now that fast old Orpah's gone. You get to go on too.
But Ruth refused to go.
No, I will not.
What'd you say to me, girl?
I said I'm not going. I'ma live where you live, big mama. I'ma die where you die. If God's willing and the creek don't rise, me and you gonna ride this thing out. Real talk, period, Pooh, point blank.
And when Naomi saw Ruth was determined, she said nothing else. When they finally made it to Judah, all of Naomi's friends were excited she was back.
Naomi, I ain't seen you in a month or Sunday. You look good, girl. You're looking good. You're looking good.
Don't call me that.
What?
I said don't be calling me that.
Calling you what, girl? What is you talking?
Naomi. Don't y'all be calling me that.
But that's your name. Your name is Naomi.
Not anymore. I'm bitter. God is bitter with me, and I'm bitter with y'all. Call me Mara.
Girl, what does that even mean?
Mara means bitter.
All right, sis, listen, I'm gonna head on out, because I'm bitter, batter, buster, whatever you're calling yourself. I'll just talk to you later.
So Naomi's friends left.
Yo, Naomi,
she and Ruth settled in. Little did they know, God was about to show them that he hadn't forgotten them. Now that Ruth and Naomi were back in Judah, Ruth decided to go to work.
Big mama, I'm gonna hit up these grain fields. Maybe somebody will be cool and leave some stuff behind for me.
All right, you go on now. The Lord bless and keep you.
So Ruth went out to gather grain behind the harvesters, and she just happened to be in the field of Boaz, a relative by marriage of Naomi's. While she was there, Boaz just happened to show up.
What up? God bless you, good people. If y'all know God is good, let me hear you make some noise. Yeah, I know that's right.
As Boaz greeted his workers, he noticed someone new.
Hey, good God in heaven. Who is that? Servant, who's the new girl?
Oh, that's Ruth. I'm not one to gossip. You didn't hear this from me, but she's actually from Moab. She came here with Naomi. She was married to Naomi's son.
Was?
Yes, sir. He died. Such a tragedy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So clearly, tragedy is in the eye of the beholder. Anyway, she asked me if she could pick up some of the scraps of food that the workers leave behind, and I said yes. She's a hard worker.
Hey, yo, Ruth, is it?
Boaz went over to approach Ruth.
Hey, sis, how you?
I'm good, sir.
Oh, stop with all that sir stuff. My servant told me you out here getting it done.
I'm doing my best. I mean, I gotta take care of me and Big Mama.
Yeah, that's what I heard. And Naomi could be a trip. Don't tell her I said that, though. Hey, but look here. Naomi is family, so I want to help. You can gather grain in my fields for as long as you want.
Oh, my. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you, Boaz.
When Ruth went back to work, Boaz had a meeting with his male workers.
All right, fellas, listen up. Let Ruth gather all the grain she wants and don't say nothing to her. Y'all hear me?
Yes, sir!
All right. And when y'all picking your grain, make sure you break a little something off for her, too. But I don't want none of y'all messing with her. You hear? You mess with her, you mess with me. Y'all understand?
Yes, sir!
Ruth continued to work in the fields until it was dinner time. Boaz was feeding all of his workers.
Hey, Ruth, come get some of this food before these greedy folk eat it all.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate this.
Listen, if there's any extra, you can take it home with you, sis.
So Ruth sat with the workers and ate. When she was done for the day, she went home to Naomi with extra grain and extra food.
Girl, who made these biscuits?
I guess he's my boss. His name is Boaz.
Boaz? Oh, that's my husband's people. They ain't never been able to cook. These here taste like my biscuits. Boaz made these biscuits?
Yes, Big Mama. He was actually real cool to me today.
Well, may the Lord bless him real good.
He's real cool people. Like, real cool. What?
Look at your eyes just twinkling.
I don't know what you're talking about, Big Mama.
I'ma tell you what I'm talking about. As soon as I'm done with these hair biscuits.
Naomi continued to enjoy her biscuits, but soon she would explain exactly what her thoughts were about Ruth and Boaz.
So thankful for our sponsors. They help us do this stuff, like the podcast. And one of them is Fellowship Home Loans. Mike and Brian, we think they're awesome. And so if you're going to get a mortgage, talk to them. We've done it, and it's been a huge help. It could save you a lot of money, too. If you want to refinance, they do that. And they're so good at coming up with creative ideas. Anyway, if you're interested in talking to them, just exploring that, just go to fellowshiphomeloans.com.
After Ruth had been working for Boaz for a while...
Ruth?
Naomi had an idea for her daughter-in-law.
Come on in here, daughter. I need to talk to you about something.
What is it, Big Mama?
Sit down. Now, listen here. It's time for you to find a man. You know, somebody that can take care of you. You know, Big Mama ain't got no money. And I ain't got no more sons.
Big Mama, I don't know any...
Boaz is a good boy. He's my husband's kinfolk, and he done right by you. Now, that's who I want you to marry.
Boaz? How am I supposed to get Boaz?
Now, I'm going to tell you how. Hush up and listen.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, you're going to go on down there with your pretty dress on and your good-smelling perfume, not that old stuff that you got from Moet.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, that don't smell too good. I've been wanting to tell you that for a little while now. But anyway, go on to Boaz's threshing floor. When you get there, wait for him.
Naomi continued to lay out her plan for Ruth and then sent her on her way. When Boaz had finished eating and drinking with his friends and workers, he came home happy. He laid down on the floor to get some sleep, and then...
Who? Wait, what? Ruth, is that you?
Yes, sir, it is.
What you doing here?
Well, Naomi said to come here and to tell you... You know, because you kin to her people, and dang, this is so forward. I mean, you've been good to me for real. Like, you stay looking out for
Hold
a sister.
On.
So,
wait, let me stop you there. You something else, you know that? Not only have you taken care of Big Mama, but now I'm just... Wow. I know I ain't the youngest man in the game. I'm just flattered you thought of me. And yes, I will marry you and take care of you.
Really?
Yeah, but hold up. Since we doing this whole family thing, there's another dude that's in line for your hand in marriage.
Wait, what? I ain't...
Chill, I got you. Look, I talk to him and then I talk to you. Now you lay down over there, and I'm gonna lay down way over here. And I'll talk to dude in the morning. But you gotta leave here early before the sun come up, though. I don't want these old nosy folks running their mouths about why you're here.
So Ruth woke up before it was light and got ready to leave.
Here, sis. Take this grain home to Naomi and these biscuits, too.
Sir, thank you.
She hurried home and told Naomi everything that happened.
I told you Boaz was a good boy, didn't I? He gonna do right by you. He sent these biscuits home with you. Woo, these biscuits is good.
Ruth and Naomi continued to rejoice.
Ruth, I can't believe you about to marry a man that can make biscuits like this.
Soon Boaz was gonna try and make a way to marry Ruth, but it wasn't going to be easy.
Ruth, girl, these biscuits.
In the morning, Boaz woke up and went into the town. As he took a seat, he saw his family member that was next in line to marry Ruth.
Hey, cuz, can I holler at you for a minute?
Hey, what up, fam?
Oh, hold on 1 second. Hey, can some of y'all old heads come over here for a minute?
Everything all right, B?
Yeah, no doubt. I just want to run something by you. Check this out. You know Naomi is back from Moab, right?
Oh, Big Mama. Yeah, she been back, right?
Yep. She been back in town for a minute. And I wanted to talk to you because she's trying to sell our cousin Elimelech's land and you're the next family member in line to buy.
That is dope. I got the money. Where the papers at? Man,
yeah,
I'll sign them right now. I've been looking for some land.
Slow your roll, cuz. If you buy the land, then you also got to marry Ruth the widow.
I do what?
You know, so she can have kids to keep the family name going.
I don't know about that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, dude. I can't just be out here marrying anybody and messing up my current situation. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel you.
Now, in those days, it was customary in Israel for anyone transferring a right of purchase to remove his sandal and hand it to the other party publicly.
Man, here go my shoe, B. You got that.
All right, thanks, cuz. Also, ain't nothing wrong with men getting pedicures. Yo, Fika?
Oh, I know, man. I know. It's dusty out here. Come on, man.
Look, all right, everybody. Y'all see I got my cousin's shoe here. That means I'll buy Naomi's land, and I'll marry Ruth. Y'all good with that?
Congrats, B.
All right, thanks, cuz. Now, here's your shoe. Cover them feet up.
Come on, man. You're wrong for that.
Boaz married Ruth. They had a son named Obed. He was the grandfather of the great King David, which makes Ruth the great-grandmother of royalty. When life throws twists and turns your way, stay focused on being faithful to God on the journey and trust He already has the destination figured out. And now we'll give Ruth and Naomi the final word.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Naomi.
Uh-huh.
Straight out of Moab.
Don't hurt him, Big Mama.
Turn me up, Boaz.
Okay.
Lost my son and had to heal. I couldn't risk it. Got Ruth to marry Boaz and got a lifetime of biscuits. And that's the truth, Ruth. Word.
Oh, bars?
I'm just here for the biscuits. Thank you for your time.
Uh-huh.
Urban Bible Stories.
I hear you, Big Mama.
And we out.
This has been the Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's book, Blessed Are the Misfits, go to BrantHanson.com.